שלום עליכם. חסידיק thought talks a lot about the soul, its different levels, the interaction between those levels, what it means, each one of them, etc., etc. The reason for this is very simple. Since man was created in the image of God, if we can understand ourselves, which would be actually a good thing, we can understand something of God. Now, this doesn't mean that we can understand actually God. God is infinite and we are finite. So a human mind, a finite mind, cannot understand an infinite mind. And this is not something that Hasidus comes up with. It's actually a verse. My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. This is what God says through a prophet. So whatever we can understand out of God is because God let himself, he showed himself in a specific structure, in a specific way. He created us in that structure, in that way, for us to understand ourselves, and that would allow us to understand something out of him. Now, in a very, very general way, human soul is composed of two parts, so to speak, parts. It's not really a composition of things, one thing tied or glued to another one. No, it's two expressions of a soul. The essence of the soul doesn't have parts and doesn't have shape and doesn't have anything we can actually define what it is. And we can also not define what it's not. It's just the essence. It's the soul. Actually, our sages say, using an expression out of Eeyore, the book of Job, that the soul is a chelek elokah mimal. The soul, it's a piece of God above. And Hasidic thought adds to this piece of God above, actually, really, that's what it is. Which means it's a spiritual thing that invests itself in a material thing and expresses itself through the body, through material world. Now, again, in general, it's divided in two levels, two, so to speak, quote-unquote, parts. There's an intellectual part and there's an emotional part. And we usually say, just as a way of example, that the intellectual part is in the brain and the emotional part is in the heart. And there's a connection between both of them. And through the interaction between the intellectual and the emotional, we can actually understand what a man is, how it works, how it functions, how it should actually function, and we can understand the whole structure of the world that God created for us to understand him. Again, not that we understand God, that's impossible. He's infinite, we're finite. I just said that. I repeat it. The point is, we can understand the structure through which God shows, expresses himself, because that's what he chose. He chose to express himself, to show himself in that specific structure. He could have created any other type of structure. He could have created any other type of human being, whatever he wants. But he decided, for unknown reasons, at least to me, to create this specific structure where there is a like an intellectual idea and there's an emotional idea and there's an interaction between both of them. Through understanding that in the human soul, we can understand that in God. Actually, this is also not a Hasidic idea. This is also another idea taken from Eeyore, from Job. He says, "Mibesari achaze eleka." From my flesh, I will perceive, I will understand God. Which doesn't mean that through my life and through the things that happen in my life, etc., etc., I will understand that there's a God and he manages the world and he's the boss of the world, the creator, etc., etc. No, no, no. Much deeper. Through understanding the interaction between the different levels of the soul, through understanding the interaction between the soul and the body, I can understand God's structure in the creation of the world, and I can understand something of what he actually wants me to understand from him. And this is what Hasidus comes in, that puts a man in front of God and tells him, hey, you have a creator, talk to him, relate to him.